Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
810 at WCBS as our primary election night coverage continues now with my colleague Peter Haskell. We've been talking about the governor's race. We've been talking about the AG's race, the lieutenant governor's race as well, Peter. So there's really, as far as primary nights go, it's a pretty interesting night.
Yeah, you know, the governor's race is getting most of the attention, and understandably so. But there's also the second in command. And unlike in other places, the governor and lieutenant governor run independently. So if someone's not crazy about Cynthia Nixon, they could still send a message to the governor. Brooklyn Councilman Jumaane Williams is challenging Kathy Hochul. She's the incumbent. David Birdsell is dean of the School of Public Affairs at Brewer College. We asked him about ticket splitting.
It certainly could happen. This is an office that doesn't have a huge amount of power. If you were convinced that rolling the dice is a useful option, just as an expression of where you'd like to see politics go, without necessarily having to suffer lots of consequence of that decision, this might be an opportunity to do that. And of course, that would give Jumaane Williams a statewide platform like nothing he has enjoyed heretofore.
Williams has indicated he would not be Cuomo's rubber stamp.
Would he be an Achilles heel to Andrew Cuomo moving forward?
It is certainly possible. The two of them have very different ideas about how government runs. Those who oppose the governor often talk about ethics or lack thereof, and Williams certainly could be a check or at least a thorn in the governor's side.
And it's interesting that tonight you have Jumaane Williams, Zephyr Teachout, and Cynthia Nixon all gathered together at the same location in East Flatbush. I know we've been calling it Cynthia Nixon headquarters because she kind of leads that group running for governor. But that coalition is there. And then we've heard, you know, commercials on the radio, Andrew Cuomo pulling for Tish James and, of course, his lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul.
Yeah, you've got the establishment side, and Tish James is with the governor, and then you've got the insurgent side with the other three. That really became, in some ways, a marriage of convenience. They're all outsiders, all looking to basically pull the attention, and not resources, but attention.
Peter Haskell, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.